Now welcome with Virginia coach Dana Holgerson. If you have a question, press star one.
Our first question comes from David Evan of Fox Sports Southwest.
And Dana, you said last week this team wasn't far away. What kind of clicked or fell in place for you guys this week?
We played a little better together, I guess. You know, I mean, the biggest thing, we've been playing okay defensively and continued to get a little bit better defensively this week even. But, we scored on defense, which got us a bunch of momentum. Playing at home, our crowd was great. And then we got a couple more turnovers, which put us in position for scores. You know, when defense had been getting turnovers, they've been long fields for us, so they really weren't setting up scores for us, but they did this past week, and then offense took advantage of that, you know. So just kind of trying to figure out how to play together on all three sides of the ball, coupled with, obviously playing harder than we did the week before just because we faced so much adversity. And being at home and the crowd giving us a big lift, playing a Big 12 game, just kind of all came together.
And having a day or so to look at it, how would you assess what Clint did?
He reacted well. I was happy with how he reacted. I mean, he's and I kind of had a sense that he was going to do that just because he's got experience. He's been around the game his whole life. I mean, how we coach offense is foreign to him. How we play offense is foreign to him. So it's going to take some time for him to really grasp that, and we've known that, but being able to get him out there and just watch him react to the game of football, he did well. You know, he got the ball out of his hands. He kept the play alive a lot. He kept his eyes downfield, you know, got knocked around a little bit, but that doesn't bother him. He jumps right back up, and he gets ready to play the next snap. So reacted well to the situation, was really proud of how he did that.
Is there any chance he doesn't start on Saturday against Baylor if Ford is healthy?
They're both banged up. I mean, you know, Clint got banged up a little bit, you know, on his right side of his arm. And I don't know how they're going to react to that. You know, I got to wait until tomorrow to where we get back out there on the practice field to kind of see how he is, to see how Ford is. Had a light practice on Sunday night where we just had one healthy quarterback in Paul. So, fortunately, we've played all three of them. I will evaluate how they do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and make a decision on who it's going to be.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from Brandon Chapman of ESPN.com.
Hey, Dana, what would you say is the biggest difference in your defense this year compared to last year?
Well, Brandon, you know, we're not playing 10 true freshmen is probably the biggest difference. You know, I mean, Coach Patterson's done a great job of corralling these guys and teaching them the game. And you know, last year we had a version of his 3-4 defense. And then when he took over before the bowl game, he started installing his and his only version of the 3-4 defense, which having one voice, I know, obviously is the right thing, especially his voice. He's doing a fantastic job of teaching them the game the way he knows how to teach it. And then you couple that with just experienced guys. We're getting great senior leadership with Darwin Cook and Shaq Rowe and Will Clark. And then we got guys that are coming on. You know, our corners aren't true freshmen like they were last year. Travis Bell's, you know, an experienced guy that's really emerging at corner. Icky Banks is an experienced guy that's emerging at corner. And then we're just, you know, all those 10 true freshmen are all not freshmen anymore. They're sophomores, and Dontrell Hyman and Brandon Golson are junior college guys that are really talented that are making a difference for us in rushing the passers. So it's a combination of a lot of things.
Do you feel like they're playing with more energy and confidence, maybe?
Yeah, that's obviously true. I mean, we'll see how they do this week. I mean, playing the best offense in college football in Baylor. Last year, the other thing last year, there was so many experienced offenses that we faced, you know, this Baylor team being one of them. You know, I mean, you got to be willing to step up and play at the highest level possible each and every week, and that's one thing that our defense is buying into, and they're doing a good job of that.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Our next question comes from Dallas Jackson of Yahoo Sports.
Coach, when the news came out last week that Penn State was going to be giving back 5 scholarships for this class, what was your reaction as a guy who has to kind of recruit the same region that they go into?
You know, I'll be completely honest with you. I don't know if you knew what happened to us last week when we played at Maryland and got beat 37-0. There was plenty of things that I had to worry about and think about. I heard in the news that I heard it and said, oh, you know, and then I moved on to what we needed to do, which was prepare for Oklahoma State. So I really wouldn't want to give you an answer until I really had an opportunity to sit down and think about it.
Do you think it's unusual that the NCAA was so quick to react and then give those scholarships back?
I really haven't focused really on it, so I really don't have an answer for you.
Thank you, Coach.
Our next question comes from Wendell Barnhouse of Big 12 Sports.
You guys, you're talking about your defense. You guys really shut down their running game, and you know from that offense and a little bit of the way the offense you're going to face with Baylor, shutting down a run game is really important. Was that one of the keys to the way you guys played defense Saturday, was really limiting Oklahoma State on the ground?
You know, I think it's everybody's, kind of goal going in is to make the opposing team be one-dimensional, and that's been one of the things that we focused on. Even last year, we focused on that. You know, last year when we played Oklahoma State, we did a phenomenal job of stopping their run. Just couldn't stop the pass. You know, and now that we're doing the same thing defensively, you know, we're doing a great job of stopping the run. We're only giving up 2 or 3 yards of play on the ground, which is obviously good. But then we're able to put pressure on the quarterback with some of these guys that we brought in, and have some corners with some confidence that are able to cover. And then our safeties with Cook and Joseph are playing just tremendous on the back end.
I think you mentioned last week that you thought some of your guys on offense were kind of playing too tight and they needed to loosen up. Did you get that sense that they played a little bit looser Saturday?
Yeah, we did. I was real proud of the O-line. You know, we made some changes there and got some older guys, you know, there that have a little bit more confidence. Having Clint, you know, out there really gave our guys a sense of calmness, so to speak, just because he's got experience. And then we challenged them, you know, and it still don't look very good. I mean, it's we got a lot of work to do on the offensive side, but. You know, and I've said this from day one with the offense. I mean, I don't know when the finished product's going to be available for people to see, but we're far from being there at this point.
Thanks, Dana.
Our next question comes from Tim Griffin of San Antonio Express News.
Hey, Dana, I wonder if you could describe some of your memories of that game last year up in Morgantown against Baylor and how the Bears have maybe improved from that point to where they are right now.
Yeah, it was a crazy game. I mean, obviously we were, you know, both sides of the ball just had a tremendous amount of success offensively. You look at how Baylor played from that game on. I mean, they got better and better defensively as the year went on, and they got a lot of experience. It's pretty much all the same guys coming back. You know, so it's all those guys that bought into what Coach Bennett was teaching them, and the philosophy, you know, didn't change a whole lot. They just kept getting good at what they were doing, and then heading into the off season and this year, I mean, they're doing the same stuff with the same people, and they're just a lot better at it. So they've made tremendous strides defensively and then offensively. I mean, you know, they scored 63 on us and went up and down the field, but I'd be darned if they haven't scored 70 in the 3 games this year. So it's the same stuff that they're doing offensively with the defense that's playing a whole heck of a lot better, and a lot of experience on both sides of the ball.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck this week.
Thank you.
Bye.